Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina on July the 21st, 2021, at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And we welcome each and every person tonight that will call in. We're here to minister to you. We're here to teach the word. However the Holy Spirit chooses to move, I like yielding to the Holy Spirit. I like pleasing him and doing what he would have to do, because he knows what each and every one of us need and the time we need and how. It's just like a mother when she feeding her little baby. She knows the feeding time and she knows what to give that baby. So the same thing with our Heavenly Father. So we just thank and praise him tonight and give him all the glory and honor and the praise for him being so good to us. Because I have to admit to myself, it's nothing, I don't really try to do wrong, but I know that as long as you living in the flesh, there will be some things that you may not even know that is wrong, and then you may sometimes do some things. But we serve a loving God who will love us to repent and turn completely around and walk a clean life before him. So we thank and praise God tonight, and we pray for each and every person that's will come on tonight. We pray tonight that if anyone coming on with pain or sickness or anything in your body or anything that's going on, we just pray for you right now and lift it up in the name of Jesus. We thank God for healing and touching, even if you got sickness in the home, wherever, anybody in the hospital. I just pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank and I praise God because he is a prayer answering God. And I thank and praise him because he said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And I know if I want my prayers to get answered, I got to continue walking his righteousness every day, you know, even when you sleep so you don't have them crazy dreams. But, you know, I thank and praise God for that tonight. I thank and praise God. I pray for each and every city, town, township or whatever it is that we represented to call in tonight. We praise you. We praise God. We bless you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I just want to encourage people, you know, during this time, hold on to his unchanging hand. Hold on to his hand, you know, because he's the only one that can walk us through and take us through to bring us out into the expected place that he would have us to bring in. It's no time to worry. It's no time to be sitting back. It's no time to doubt him, and no time to even deal with people that's not trying to listen and pay attention to the Lord. Time is short. You know, time is short. A lot of people want to play games, but it's not game playing time. So I just want to encourage each and every person tonight. And not only that, I was sitting up here thinking before it came on. I just want to encourage people. You know, let me tell you, just because things look bad for you, just because people don't accept you, and all of these things you go through anyway, that's part of the calling. But let me tell you one thing, just keep an upright heart before the Lord and obey the Lord, because he's got a time, and most time what I'm finding out now, or even in my life, whenever people see you like that, in his kingdom, you up there in the top rank with him, and that's where you really wants to be. But I'm telling you, if everybody down here like you and loving on you, you better pray about that. You better pray about that, because if you live this life of Christ, you know, no cross, no crown. That's it, no cross, no crown. So we thank and praise God right now. We pray for the hospital, nursing home. We pray for the children home. We pray for people in the streets, drug addicts. We pray for the prostitute. We just pray, pray, pray. We pray for every ministry that is called out by Christ Jesus, and preaching and telling people the truth. We pray for them, God, and that you strengthen those leaders. And those who are not, God, we ask you to expose the devil and pull them down. And we also go in the spirit room and pull them down right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I ask you to open up the people's eyes, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the ear, so they can hear and know when they are being not told the truth of the Bible, and begin to seek your face to where they need to hear the word of God. And Father, we praise you for that tonight. We pray for the White House. We pray for every leader, not just the president, vice president. We pray for everybody in the name of Jesus. We pray for all those on the local level. We just pray, Father God, tonight that anyone that in their hometown or whatever they have any kind of disaster, we lift that up to right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for each and every person the calling, because I know all of us got ministry. I pray for their ministry. I pray for their ministry to grow. I pray for God to use them. I pray for signs and wonders to follow. Follow their ministry in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray the anointing intensified on their life in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord God, that God will be glorified. So we thank and praise God tonight. I tell you, I'm really truly excited. I'm beginning to see more things that the Lord has promised to do in my life. I'm beginning to see a lot of them come to pass. It's been a minute, as they say. It's been a while. And I thank and praise God that the enemy tried every way he could to make me kind of give out, give up, or whatever it is. But, you know, but I'm remaining faithful. And now I'm beginning to see, just like anybody to plant a plant. You know, you go out there later on, you begin to see it come up. And I'm beginning to see some things that the Lord has said. And most of all, he's strengthening my daughter. And he's just really building her faith up. And I am so glad that the Lord, what he told me he going to do. But see, I left her alone. I left her alone, let him do the work. And I'm so glad to see that he's bringing that word to pass. And he's getting ready to bring some things to pass in my life. I got an encouraging word last night. You know, but mostly God be talking to me, really, about the calling that's on my life, his people. Now, I know he's going to do the other things. I know he's going to do them, you know. But most of what's going on, people don't know how much the Lord loves them. They really don't. And how much if he can find a vessel that will forego maybe what they want and what they're praying about, I believe God with them and for them. Because one thing I tell people, you know, I don't care who you are, whatever, I know God is faithful. And I'm going to pray, believe, because I know he is faithful. But sometimes, like I say, it'll wear you down because you do have people, a lot of time, you carry the weight and you carry the burden. Because one minute you could, you know, you talking, and like I said, I do talk to quite a few people a lot of time. You know, they'll talk that word in their head. But when they get to going through, they're screaming like a pig, like you're getting ready to slaughter a pig, you know, and that pulls on a person's spirit and pulls them down, and, you know, you're trying to stand for both, and they don't realize whenever God gives you a calling and a mantle, some people walk in a heaven mantle, and basically what that means, the calling that they got on their life, they have to do what the Lord is telling them to do, and it's not an easy thing because you come against sin, you come against wrong doing, you're reproving, you're rebuking people, and it's not that you want to do it, but when the Holy Ghost is coming through, you have to do it, and most of the time, you know, you get ridiculed, and I believe in my heart, if the enemy had people thinking that they could destroy you and kill you, they'll do it, they'd be just that mad, you know, but you have to love the Lord enough that you have to know, I got to obey him if everybody turn against me. If everybody turn against me, because it's better to be on his side than be against it. So I just want to encourage each and every person to tonight, and you know, and I thank God again, like I said, for the encouraging words that he gave me last night. Well, I've been giving me some to different people the last several weeks. Let me tell you something. When you're going through, and you're going through, you taking the heat, what you know, what's being thrown at you, and you're taking in the right, you know, right atmosphere, you're taking in the right heart, and everything is God will promote you in the spirit realm. And, you know, and sometimes I know it has to be him bringing me through, because I know how I was in the world, you know. But I do know that if you right attitude determines the right altitude. You can't complain, you can't this, you can't, you know, don't make no sense, and all this stuff, because the Bible said all things. Remember, that's why he keep telling me people, remember what the word of God said. He said all things, not some of the things, not what you choose, not what you don't choose, but he said all things are going to work together for good. Although they love him according to his purpose. And people really hate you anyway because you belong to Christ. Not just when you got saved, but a lot of us predestined to come in anyway. And before we ever came in, that was people just look at you and didn't like you. You know, and then we, you know, we're ignorant, and we think, well, probably them like me. You know, I'm a good person. Not realizing God got his mark on you. God got his mark on you. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's just the way it is. And once you come in, even the religious ones that maybe just came in but was not predestined, they're going to hate you. So it's all a part of the call, because it's just like I tell people, you cannot take a square plug and put it in a round hole. And that's what we try to do a lot of time. And even if you got kids, and you know it's something strange about them, what's called, 9 times out of 10, they are really predestined call. So you have to really explain to them that God made you in such a way, even before they come in. Yeah, they try to fit in the world, because I did too. We all do. But he ain't going to let them fit so much. They bring them in, but they'll try to fit in with other people, you know, because they feel alone, they feel left out. And he made it be that way. That's why I said we got to understand the ways of God, and a lot of time what we need to do. Sometimes when it's like that, just realize, this is all a part of the call. And them people that everybody is loving them, falling all over, they need to check their life out. They really need to check their life out. But explain to them and let them know, because when God get ready, he'll bring them in. You just keep doing what you're supposed to do. You keep living right. You keep living right. And if you have brought them up in church or whatever it is and taught them, that's all you're supposed to do. When his time comes, he'll bring them in. He will bring them in. I was telling a lady the other day, because people sometimes, they push people back out because they stays on them. But the Bible says, except the Spirit draws, you can't come. And because you want a person in, that don't mean it's their season and their time. But if you leave them in the hand of God and you keep doing what you're supposed to do and growing, God will do exactly what he says he will do. And then, mainly a lot of times, too, what I've learned and why God got me talking this way before I go to the Word, but anyway, I'm going to let him use me. But many times when we try to pull and draw people in, they don't come in and stay but a little while and they back out there. Because, see, the Holy Ghost didn't draw them. The Holy Ghost didn't draw them. And the Bible never told us you go out there and make them do anything. So we have to really let the Holy Spirit draw them. And one thing he taught me, even in ministry, because when I first got saved, a lot of the people that was in church and been in church, why? We're going to teach y'all how to go to house and win soul for Christ. But something in my inner man just almost make me want to throw up. Now, I didn't know nothing. But the Lord would let me know that is not the way he do it. That's the way the church had brought it up to do. And he told me, he said, when the Spirit lead you, I'll send you somebody, because I have already prepared them to be able to receive what I'm going to give you to say. It may be just to go give them a word and somebody else come along. You plan it, somebody else come along, what? But God will give the increase in time. And we have to learn his process, But a lot of them came against me at that time, because the Holy Spirit was teaching me, based the way of the kingdom, the way of the kingdom. And they thought I was hearing from God and this, that, and the other. But I know I'm walking in my destiny, and a lot of them is not. A lot of them ain't even living, because they refuse to obey God. So I know that I'm on the right path because of some things that the Lord just keep us saying, not through me, because I'm a type of person. You can think anything you want about yourself. You can think you're all that in a bag of chips. But what is God saying? What is God saying? That's what's more important. That's what's more important, because like I said, I see myself sometimes, and sometimes I have one. I said, Lord, the way people do me, am I really in you? But that's when you are. But you got to stand fast. You got to hold on. You got to go through, because you got to go through to have a testimony. I hear so many people testifying about Paul and them, all the rest of them. Well, what do you know that God can do for you? What is your testimony? What is your testimony? And some people say, my pastor told me not to tell my testimony because people are going to come against me and hate me, hate you. I said, well, what's your Bible tell you to do? What did your Bible tell you to do? Because if anybody telling me anything contrary to the Scripture, I'm not going to accept that anyway. That's one thing about it. We all needed a Savior. That's why he bring you through. That's why he take you through the tests and the trials and the hardship. Because when you telling people about what you done came through, you got anointing behind that. You got power behind it. Because I tell you this, if you ever pay attention to somebody who you know for a fact done went through, and when they really come through, and we'll begin to serve the Lord. When they tell their testimony, just like it's boomeranging, let somebody telling you something that they have not gone through it, it's just like it's dead, no life to it. No life to it at all. See, because they didn't go through it, they may be telling, because a lot of times people try to tell me, you know, what the Bible says. But I tell them, well, what do you know about what he says and what he did? What did you let him do in your life? What did he deliver you from? Because I know you haven't been an angel. What have you let him deliver you from? I said, see, everybody, this is why a lot of times, even with your children and whatever they are, God's going to allow them, just like he did you and I, those who are out there, do some things, because why? They got ministry. So every born-again believer got a ministry to tell people about Jesus. They're all supposed to heal, deliver, set free. They may not be in the pulpit. Because whenever you tell people your testimony, you are preaching the gospel. You're spreading good news. You're spreading good news. You know, and some of us got great calling, got great gifts in us, and those gifts have to be also perfected too. They have to be trimmed down. They have to be, because we have to learn how to move with them, how not to move with them, how to you know, do all of this, because I've listened to this man last night, and I was telling the Lord, you know, a lot of the prophetic ministry, they need to listen. They need to listen and learn, because he was saying, and I always have had this something about it. I just, what y'all, when people just, you know, you just prophesy when you get ready or whatever. You even preach when you get ready. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. But I was telling the people, you know, don't be really asking for prophecy anymore. Say that if the Holy Spirit have one, he'll give it. But ask for prayer. And that's the way it should be, because what I know with me, what people used to do me like that a lot, you try to pull something out of me. I can feel it like the hand down in there trying to pull it up out of there. Trying to pull it up out of there, you know. But I thank and praise God, like I say, for what he's doing and what he's teaching, and, you know, what he's teaching people, so you can walk in your call and learn how to move with the Holy Spirit. Learn how to operate under the anointing. Because I tell people, even if I'm preaching and teaching, if I feel the anointing lift up off of me, now I know some words, you read the Bible, but I shut up. Because if the Holy Spirit don't bring it, it's not going to do it. Flesh, the Bible said, flesh profit nothing. So I can do it in the flesh. And it's not going to help change nobody. It's not going to help deliver nobody. It's not going to bring glory to God. But the Holy Spirit, if you sow to the Spirit, it will reap life everlasting. It would change stuff. So that's why the Lord taught me how to move with the Holy Spirit. And I remember one time, then I'm going to the Word, but I remember one time this bishop had asked me to come to his church to preach. And before he heard me, but the anointing for preaching came on. You have no control of what anointing comes on you when you got the gifts in you. It comes on in what way he wants to use it. So at that particular time when that happened, I got up in the pulpit, and I noticed, I began to slope and start explaining everything. And I was coming out of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, 10th verse on down. But I remember the subject at that time, and why he gave me one thing, I don't know. But anyway, it's without the whole armor of God, you'll fail. But anyway, I slowed down and explaining everything that I this and that. So when I came out of the pulpit, me and my pastor were together. And so he said, well, sister, before you went away from here, he said, but you stupid. I told him, I said, well, I had to do what the anointing came on me to do. And that's when I learned through by the Holy Spirit. Now, nobody taught me. There's different anointing for different one of the office of the gifts that comes up. Because I could not do the preaching thing, you know, the explaining everything. So you have to learn how to move with the Holy Spirit. And so we do thank, praise God for each person on tonight. And like I said, I do pray the blessings of God upon you. I decree and declare, you know, that God's will and for your life is going to be, no matter what the enemy is trying to make you think, he's already defeated. Already defeated foe. But I'm going to really come from Psalm tonight, first chapter of Psalms tonight. how the scripture talking about the righteous are blessed. The righteous are blessed. And we know that the Lord, Word of God said he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And we got to start being real with people and telling people the truth. He said the righteous are blessed. Just like the scripture tells you that the prayers of the righteous are blessed. And I hear people telling people, and I know they're not living according to the Bible. And they're telling them, well, all you got to do is just pray to ask God to do this and do that in your life. I said, the first thing you need to ask, tell them to do, they need to repent. That's what you need to tell them to do. Repent. Because the word of God is for the believers. And there are many times I've said this before, that the Lord had allowed me to go in the scripture, and there are answers to, you know, things that condition to answer to prayer and also for denying prayer. So we have to really study the word and know and stop telling people that, you know, that don't even want your God about the blessing. You know, you tell them. I remember a lot of times I used to call some prayer places around here over through the years, and the first thing they ask you if you're not used to calling, are you born again? Because they know that the word of God are for the believers. And then they ask you, if you're not, they ask you, would you like to get saved? Then they can pray scripture over you. And a lot of times, that's why we get in trouble and other people get in trouble. But anyway, the first verse said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, the wicked. A lot of times, what I've seen people do is go to someone who's ungodly and ask their advice about something spiritual, of what they should do. Okay, that's being disobedient, because the scripture tells you, you're not even blessed if you go and walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And a lot of people do that. It said, not standing in the way of sinner. A lot of us, like I said, going back before, a lot of religious people or whatever it is, they are hindering the sinners from coming to the Lord. Because they're telling them, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to dress, you got, you know, all this stuff. And you need to come. You put to lead them to the Lord, and the Holy Spirit will lead them to the particular church that they need to be in, for they can grow in the Lord. So a lot of times, certain things we do because we've been taught this way is hindering people from coming in. I was telling somebody the other day, and I was talking to them. I told them, I said, a lot of times you're staying on people's neck and always on them, always on them. You're driving them away. That's not the Holy Spirit. He said, I'll lead you. He didn't say, I'll drive you. I said, anytime there's a push, you're just pushing, pushing, pushing. That's not God. He said, I'll lead you. I said, then too, he may help you to give him one word and turn around and use somebody else coming on in water. But he said he'll get the increase. He don't give the increase when you want to give it to him or I want to give it to him. He'll give it to him when he wants to give it to him, when his time has been set. Every one of us that comes in the kingdom of God, there's a due time, just like it was when Mary was pregnant with Jesus. There was a due time for him to be born, due time for John to be born. Everything is a due time. It's a due season. And even blessing, your blessing, your deliverance, your healing, your whatever, it's already set in heaven, the time when it's supposed to be. But in the meantime that you're waiting on the Lord, that's when you got to persevere. You got to fight your good fight of faith. The Bible says just to live by faith. And that's a process that you go through. I know one of the times during that time, I mean, I was in the wall. In the wall. I mean, all the bills. I'm talking about credit cards, rent, light, water, all this stuff was due. I'm asking God in my heart, Lord Jesus, I need you to send some money because I got to pay the bills. You know, the people did. You know, we get all that stuff from the world, people. You know, and all that stuff. And so the Lord had came out in a prayer. I was in prayer. Okay, I wasn't praying it out because I still don't do that. I never hardly ever pray my knees out what I'm believing God for. I hardly ever do that. I pray just like you hear me pray, the ones that have heard me pray. That's why I pray all the time. But this particular time, the Lord used somebody else to tell me, God said, you don't need no money. Because he know, like I said before, and I think I told this before, that if I'd have heard that, I probably would have started rebuking the devil. I was in the wall. And he brought back to me the scripture by Proverbs 3, what, 5 and 6. By trusting the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding. All about your ways, acknowledge me and I direct your path. See, the thing what people don't understand, people telling me, you don't tell me what to do and how to do it. I told you just give it to me and I'll direct your path. So you don't know what I want to do in that situation. I could have did anything. He could have canceled that debt. He could have gave me, which he did give me favor with everybody because he had told me before I ever got hurt on the job that I was going to, he was going to give me an extension. But like I say, I was spiritually ignorant at the time and I said, I don't need no extension because I got a job. But you don't know what's down the line. That time came twice, 4 months. 4 months each time. That he gave me a stench, and he didn't let nobody bother me about no bills, and nobody called me until after his time, and he set. Then when he called, when they called, and they said, we hadn't heard from you. We want to know what's going on. Then I explained this, that, and other. So they asked me, well, when can you get some money to come and, you know, pay me? I told them, I don't know. The only thing I'm doing is trusting God, because, you know, when you're talking to business people, bill people, they don't want to hear nothing about that. But I was. He hadn't told me when he going to bless me with no money. And I know, and anybody else knows, when you, light bill, water bill, all this done rent, and after the first month, they want to cut it off. But when you're in the will of God, that's why when I'm on here teaching or wherever I'm teaching people about my life, what I have walked through, what I know. And I stood still and waited on God. And a lot of times the church people say, you know, she's just crazy. You're supposed to try to do this. You're supposed to try to do that. I've never been a person that I can go talk somebody out of something. Because I already felt like I was stooping too low. But God would not allow me to go and try to help him out, to talk somebody out and helping me in doing something. Never did allow me to do that. Even now when I got down to my last, he wouldn't let me do it. So see, basis of the lifestyle and things that he had me doing, see, if I had to listen to my church sister and brother, I would take their counsel ungodly because they weren't telling me what scripture was saying. The wicked. Because anytime you don't obey God and obey his word, look that word up. You're wicked. But they tell me, you know, you know, you need to do this. You need to do it. First of all, like I tell people, I'm not stupid. I know them places. I know what they do, what they've been there for. I know all of that. But if he's not leading me, I'm not going. I will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's what he taught me, and that's what he wants me to do, and that's what I have to teach and tell all. Now, he may lead them that way, and it may not. But that's what he led me. But anyway, he said, and standing in the well center are not sitting in the seat of the scornful. Scornful is someone who they contrary to the laws of God. They will not obey the laws of God. The Bible said you know the tree by the fruits. You got to stop taking people for the word. I'm not saying say anything to them about it and all of that. Stick with the word of God. If you really, really want to walk in the power of God, you want to walk in his anointing and his will for your life, you better not deviate that word. It is what it is. If I'm wrong with sinning or something, this is why I say I thank God for me that even if God used somebody who operate in prophetic, and they see something in my life that is going to hinder my walk with God, tell me. I'm not going to get offended and get mad because I want a clean life before the Lord. I don't want nobody to tell me, well, you know, you all right and God understand this and God understand that. Then end up we both will be in hell together. Now, that's not me. Tell me. Because if I'm not moving up according to Scripture, if I'm not healing people, delivering people from signs and wonders following, I'm not talking about telling you you can be healed, but demonstrating it, then somewhere I'm too low. Because the Bible says once the Holy Ghost comes in, that I'm supposed to be able to do that. And you're supposed to grow from a place of the prayer of faith. Grow from that to the next level. If you grow in Christ and you die and crucify in the flesh and mortify the deeds of it, then the anointing of God comes on your life. And you're able to speak the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Or even walk in a place and the anointing is on your body. Come through and heal people and set them free without you even talking to them. There's a level to grow, but we cannot operate in getting counsel from people ungodly, or standing in the way of sinners, or sitting in the seat of scornful. And I'm talking about this is right now with me, with people. If I'm standing with God, I mean, standing for God and believing something, and the first thing come out of somebody's mouth to tell me to go the way of the world we're doing, I have a problem with that, because the first thing you're supposed to tell me what the Bible tell me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. Know all your ways and acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. We say, let's pray and see what the Lord say. And do what the Lord say, do. That's what you tell me. And then we'll hear what he say. If he say this, that, and other, and bear witness, then that's the direction I go. But if he says stand still, don't care how hard it is, and I'm not talking about something that I have not done. I'm talking about something I have done, but it's by the grace of God. I'm not saying I'm all of that in a bag of chips and I can do it on my own. Because the scripture says you can do nothing without him. Nothing. That's why right now people wonder, well, why is she doing, why is she not doing this? I am waiting on God. Because when God does what he does in my life, it'll be so when I tell people, he get all the glory, because man couldn't have done it. Man wouldn't have done it. He has to do it. He had to do all the doing, because what I need him to do, I need him to work it out and fix it. But we're not, when the Bible talks about blessed, if somebody blessed, it's not the world way of happiness, but you're joyful, you're peaceful. Whenever you are really obeying Christ, if you're not obeying Christ, okay, and the peace of God then left, the joy of God is gone. Because some kind of way it may have been, say, he said, okay, I want you to get up tonight and I want you to go pray for somebody, or I want you to pray, and you didn't do it. You're not going to get in peace. Because the Bible says there's no peace to the wicked. If you want peace, you want to keep the joy of the Lord, then you have to obey the Lord. Do what he say do. Because there have been times the Lord has spoke to me to say something to people, whatever it is. And like I said, a lot of time I pick up on people. I know when they want to hear something, when they don't. But what I would do is sometimes I try to hold it. Not all that. You don't always be that with everybody, but sometimes I'll hold it. Two or three nights or whatever it is, I cannot sleep. I cannot sleep until I get that off. Release it. Release that. That's why I say even in ministry or whatever you do, if you do not release what the Lord give you, you're not going to get any rest. And not only that, you may start to see things begin to you open up the door for the enemy to come in. Then now you want to pray for the enemy to go out. Close that door by doing whatever God is telling you to do. But the Bible says, but this particular person that is blessed in the Lord, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. His pleasure, he's pleased in talking about the Lord. He's joyful in talking about it. You want to talk about the Lord all the time. Just talk about the Lord. And when the Bible says meditate day and night, that keep that word, that's what I really do. Keep that word coming out of my mouth. And I have, to be honest, I have made church people sick. Because that's all she want to talk about is the Lord. So you got to got a life. I told him that is my life. I don't know what yours is. But that's my life. Because why? I don't have time when I'm talking about him to think about my problem. I don't have time to be thinking about who don't like me. I don't have time to be thinking about because he haven't answered that prayer. I don't have time to think about none of that. Because when I'm talking about the word, keep the word coming up out of there. That's what helped keep me really, you know, standing and helped keep me with joy. help keep me to the point that I don't sit up and be worried about this, that, and the other. Because I've had people at one time, you know, they become, you know, well, make sure you lock the door, man. I said, look, y'all need to go ahead on out of here. Go. My angels are with me, and he can speak to me if I need to get up to check something. But it won't be because he can't protect me. Because I know the Bible says that every believer, that ministering angel, minister to them, around them. So I believe the word. I really do. All of it, not some. I don't believe just the part he to my blessing me, and, you know, and I'm doing all this, but the part that he said when I do not obey, what he said would come against me. I believe that too. I believe all of it. I will not switch up and work on it, even if it don't feel good or whatever it is, but it's a, but the delight, this person, is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. I had a lady that was part of my ministry one time, and a lot of times whenever they used to come or whatever it is, and the men, and I could be laying down on the couch asleep when they come in and get up and get my mouth gets to run about the Lord, but the Lord. And she made several comments several times. I said, you know, every time you come, she's talking about the Lord, this, the Lord, that. I told her, I said, you better be glad I'm talking about the Lord and not the way I used to be. Let me talk about the Lord. Because, see, the thing what they didn't realize, I was the one that had to come to the pray when they had these serious cases. Because why? I stayed in the Word. I stayed in the Word all the time. I was when they had, even this particular lady that said that, I remember I told this testimony before on another program I might have done on this, but anyway, she was out there on crack cocaine for 11 years. She wouldn't even raise her children. She was out there on crack cocaine. That's before she met me. She came to the house. I'm sitting down there talking about Jesus. Jesus this, Jesus that. Didn't pray for her, didn't lay no hands. Just talking about Jesus, 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 whatever they come out of my mouth. Because it's the anointing that destroyed the yoke. Drugs started coming up out of her nose. God instantly set her free. And what she didn't realize and say, now you're talking all of this, but if I had not lived that kind of life, you might but still be on drugs today. So people don't know that there is a sacrifice, that's a price. But what are you willing to pay for the walking that anointing to see people? See, because I don't want to just know that God is a healer and deliverer. I want to see that word come to pass. This is why I believe in after you preach and teach and prophesy, whatever, you know, whatever the Holy Spirit have to do, I want to see demonstration. And that's what I intend to walk in the fullness. I don't care what it is or what kind of sickness it is or what kind of disease it is. If I'm going to say that by his stripes you healed, then that meant that disease or whatever got to go. He can heal that unless there's something in that person's life that is keeping from coming forth. Because there are certain things that can be in your life. Unforgiveness can hinder your healing. It's a lot of things. So you have to discern from the Holy Spirit. If there is anything in that person's life, if you keep praying and praying and nothing will happen, something could be hindering. Some people walk in disobedience to God's will for their life. It's many, many different things. So if you stay in prayer and in tune with the Holy Spirit will teach you and give you discernment as to what it may be in that person's life. But you've got to keep that word before you. I'm talking and not just for reading, because if you're going to read and not going to believe it, just stay out of it. And a lot of people do that. I've known people, like I said, was in my ministry. They brag about they read the Bible and read two or three you know, times the whole Bible. But I couldn't see the fruits in their life. I couldn't see the fruits in their life. But see, that was to brag about our word. The word is in your head, but the Bible says that the word will be in your spirit, man. That's your spiritual food. The logo, you have to eat it, believe it, accept it. Not try to diagram it, dissect it. You know, all this stuff, it says what it said, it means what he said, it is what it is. But the scripture verse, and this person, or individual, or people, this is what will happen to them. After they meditate and delight themselves in the laws of the Lord, love to read the word of God, love to want to hear the word of God, because I see people sometimes, especially when it comes down to the logo, they'll run from that, they don't want to hear that. But see, they're not delighting themselves in the laws of God, in the word of God. But he said, this person, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Take the word and examine your life with it. Because the Bible says this particular person, they're going to bring forth his fruit in his season, his season. Your season may be before my season, or vice versa. Your season ain't when you claim it or whatever. It's when he has already said, he said, bring forth fruit in season. His leaves should not wither. I don't care what kind of problem, what kind of trouble, what kind of storm, what kind of, you know, anything that comes, and that's in the natural, in the spirit. The Bible says it shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. And I tell people, always examine your life by the word. By the word. If this is not happening in your life, check your life out by the word. That's what you do, because God's word does not lie. Whatever he say, it is so. If it's not happening, and this is why he's telling me to tell people, begin to read the word and take time and read it and study, because a lot of times you don't have to pray for a lot of stuff that come and happen in your life, because if you do what he say do, he already told you what's going to happen. And this is what we got to start doing, believing the word. Take time believing the word. And he already told here, first of all, I'm not to listen to no counsel, no ungodly. You know, I don't care. I mean, I done been around people that they're very gifted, but their life wasn't hitting on nothing. I'm not going to listen to that, because he already told me in his word they counsel. Because most time, with me, I listen to people even where they say they're Christian. They won't give me the counsel of the word. They'll tell me in the natural, in the world way of doing something. And the Bible already told me if I'm friendship to the world, I'm an enemy of God. So guess what? Tell me, pray with me, and see what the Lord is saying. Then if he said, then you obey him. But the anyway, he's letting us know that the leaves will not wither. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. Start a business, he got to prosper. Not cause of you know, you got everything, all the money, all of this, and you got the right kind of people and all this stuff for time. He said in his word that if I do the things that he requires in Scripture, I am going to prosper. As just like in the book of Joshua 1 and 8, this book of law should not depart out of your mouth, but you should meditate in it therein day and night and do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and thou shalt have success. I'm not saying he won't allow you to have a job, but on that job, it's not your job that is your source. He is, because if you continue obeying him, he going to cause that job to prosper. He'll call them to give you a raise when somebody else may have been there before you won't even get a raise, because you're obeying what the word of God say. You're standing on the word of God, and God will give you favor. Scripture tells us that even in Proverbs, I think it's the 3rd chapter, it was talking about mercy and truth. I believe it is the way it goes. Mercy and truth, you know, that you show mercy and truth to people. And the Bible say in doing so, not only will you have favor, with faith, good understanding and favor with God and man. This is why. What's me? I don't pray for people to have favor. I said, if you do what the scripture said do, show mercy and truth. And I believe in my heart what that is talking about, more so to somebody that there is no reason for you to show mercy and truth, but you're going to show it to them. Because any of us will show mercy and truth to somebody that's being sweet and nice to us. But how many of us will show mercy and truth when people mean as you know what? But the Bible said that's the way. That not only do you get good understanding, but also you have favor with God and with man. And by obeying what his words say, this is why you got to get and read the word for yourself, even when somebody preaching and teaching. Because sometimes when you know, just like I know, that people, you know, whatever they want, especially even with the prosperity preacher, in order for you to be blessed, they only pick the prosperity, you know, the scripture about wealth. But wealth don't always mean money in the Bible. It don't always mean that. But that's what they will say and tell you in order for you to walk in bliss. When the Bible tells you, in Deuteronomy 28, chapter 1st verse, the Bible tells you, when you walk in obedience, he said your blessing would overtake you. That's obedience to whatever he tells you. I'm not saying if he tells you that you need to sow a seed. Now, yeah, you need to do that. But not when somebody's telling you you got to sow a seed. You know, to get this, you got to sow a seed to do that. Now, I did that in the beginning of my walk. I did it out of ignorance. But once I got revelation of the word and got in the word for myself, I'm a giver. I give. I give something I don't even expect nothing back, but I know God's going to give back. I give out of love. That's what I do. I give out of love. Whatever I give out of love. I give it out because I want to obey God, because the heart, God, heart in me will tell me to do it. I know what I'm supposed to do because the Holy Ghost, the real Holy Ghost, will tell you what to do. It will tell you what to do. But I'm reading another scripture in Jeremiah, the 17th, the 8th verse, where it's talking about what I was just talking about the tree planted by the rivers of water. But anyway, the 8th verse says, for he shall be as a tree. This is somebody who's not leaning and depending on the flesh. Don't depend on your job, on your check, on your this, on your that, because the Bible already said whenever you do that, you already put yourself in bondage. And then when something happens, this is why you see people freaking out, because they trust had been on whatever they're receiving. But anyway, they say, you know, I'm just going to jump down here to 8th verse, but he shall be as a tree planted by the water, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river. And see, the water is symbol for the Holy Spirit. And shall not see when he cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall see from yielding fruits. So that makes that particular person, I don't care what's going on or what's happening, they're going to prosper because they're doing what the Bible says they do. They're not even paying attention, because I know a lot of times people try to get me to pay attention to, you know, what's going on in the world and what's this closing up or this going up high. What, I told them, that's not my business. That's God's business. I'm his child. So I said, so what he going to do, if I obey him, he going to make sure I need to get to where I need to go, because I'm obeying him. It's the world people have to worry about that, not me. He's going to always take care of his own. Go back to scripture, always. But this person said they're going to be like a tree planted by the waters, and they spread it out her roots by the river. That means the Spirit, Holy Spirit is soaking them roots. They mean the water up, just keep them moist. And shall not see when he cometh. They don't pay no attention. Cause I know a lot of times people, you know, have said, well, don't you know such and such a thing going on? Have you paid attention? My mind ain't been on that. Let come what may. That's because, see, God told me, said he's going to use me, and I'm going to finish my work before I leave him. So guess what? Nothing ain't going to happen to me. Whatever it is that comes, it can't happen to me. See, going back, in your heart and your mind, believe what the word of God saying. Believe that your God is faithful. Believe that whatever come, I'm not saying you don't pray for these things, you don't pray for protection for people and all that thing, but you don't worry about if he have told you. You come now and you're going to make it. He don't tell you what you're going to go through between A and Z. Just like he did with the Israelites when they were going through the wilderness, he told them beforehand that he would take them to a land flowing with milk and honey. But he didn't tell them all that stuff that they had to go through. They had to do physical fight. Now you have to fight in the spirit, but you have the Holy Ghost in you if you've been born again. So they had to physical fight with weapons and all that. Our weapon is the word. Our weapon is putting on the whole armor of God. And most of God's people fight every day half-dressed. Because why? Somebody say to them they done got offended. Somebody say something that hard done got hurt. Somebody told them, no, you can't have this. Now they don't have on the breastplate of the shield of faith. I mean, the shield of faith. They don't have it on. Because why? Somebody else done told you something contrary to God's word. You believe what they say rather than what God say. He said in the scripture, I go before you make the crooked way straight. So if it's for you to have, you're going to have it. Because he says this in his word. Whatever door he opened, no man can shut it. Whatever door he shut, no man can open it. But if he told you to go, if he told you to go, I don't care how many times they try to turn you down, but they're going to have to give it to you. Because your faith could be being tried. You don't know what the Lord is doing. A lot of times, see, we don't trust God for the process. Well, I know he told me to go. I don't know why they treat me like this, why they want to. See, you believe in what you see instead of what the Word of God say. No matter what they say, if God told me to go or God say he's going to do something, then guess what? I believe it with all my heart. I really do. And I have been called all kind of name and all kind of this, and she just crazy and you, and she think the Lord going to do this, and she think the Lord going to pay her bills, and he going to grow on lambs, and he going to do this, that, and the other. And I told him, I said, he done paid the bills, now he going to grow on the limb. Watch and see. Watch and see. Cause now, these are people that have been in church a long time. These are people that preach and teach and prophesy. But because I choose to believe the word, then something will be wrong with me. Well, if I'm not going to believe it, I'm not going to preach it. I'm not going to preach it at all. Not at all. But the Bible said the ungodly, the fourth verse, are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. That meant that you may see them 1 minute, next minute, but they're gone. Next minute, they're gone. This is what the word said, the ungodly, the wicked. And this is why I say it's important to look up those words and see what the Bible says and who he calls that. Because most times we've been taught just to believe, and this is from a lot of times from the church realm, a lot of times they come out to peoples in the world. They call them ungodly. But you got a lot of people that claim to be in Christ as ungodly. They does ungodly things too. Their heart is not right. Because why? The Bible says some of them have a form of godliness, but denying what? Denying the power. That's what Scripture tells you. So, he said you got genuine sheep. You got goats. Them hard-headed ones. Then you got dogs. Them that, you know, they wallow in the vomit. Then you got the pig, swine. They wallow in the mire and mire. All of this is in the body of Christ. So this is why no one has to say that everybody in the body of Christ, oh, they Christian, they children of God, and they belong to God. You better read your Bible, because the Bible tells you those that obey him. Those that obey him. This is why it's good to have spiritual discernment, not to come against anybody, not to mistreat them, not to matter all that, but you put to know them that labor amongst you. The Bible says you know the tree by the fruit. I don't go with me. I don't care how much a person knows Bible. I don't care how good they preach. I don't care how good they teach. I don't care how good they prophesy. None of that. The fruits and the Holy Spirit in me, really, to be honest, the Holy Spirit in me let me know by my spirit man whether somebody is who they say they is. That's how I know. I have been around people that did all the do's. But outside of when they're in the setting, it's another story. It's another story. You better start discerning with the spirit man. Ask to get that word in your spirit man. Ask God to sharpen your discernment so you can know when the enemy is in your midst. So you can know and ask God for the wisdom and the strategy how to be able to deal with that spirit. And stop thinking that you're dealing with a person, so I can't say that because they might get it. The devil gonna always get mad. The Bible says you're not dealing with flesh and blood. So believe your Bible, all the word of God. Learn how to discern what kind of spirit behind that action. Because you know if it's not being godly, you know it's not God, don't you? Stick to the word of God. But the Bible said, therefore, this is what he said about the ungodly, the wicked people. Shall not stand in the judgment, not sinners in the congregation of the righteous. God's going to bring a separation. He says that. And the Bible talks about that even in, I think it's 1 Corinthians. One of them is talking about come out from among you separate. He wasn't talking about the sinner man. Because you're unequally yoked. A lot of us, being Christian, not me, but in generalized, a lot of times we try to hang with people don't want your God, don't even want to talk about God. But I've been friends with them for 20 years. I don't care if I've been friends with them 100 years. What do we have in common? We have nothing in common. Because sometimes with me, but some church people, I don't have anything in common. Because I want to talk about Jesus. And I want to talk about, you know, obeying him. I want to talk about growing in him. I want to talk about seeing the sick be healed. I want to talk about seeing the dead being raised, blind, out old. They don't want to talk. All they want to do is talk about, you know, going to church and going to have a good time so I can shout all over the church. And, you know, you're going in there hurt. Your knees hurt or whatever hurt, and then you come back out there still hurt. But you've been in the anointing. The Bible says it's the anointing that destroyed the yoke. So, wasn't no anointing in there at all. Because that's in the presence of God, in God's true presence. Disease, sickness, and sin cannot stay in his presence. It got to go. And this is why I'm saying with me, I'm trying to get as close as I can to the Lord. I'm trying to have the Lord get everything out of me that needs to be. Because, like I said before, if any sinner can sit around me and communicate and talk, then there's something wrong with my walk. Because the Bible says when light come amongst darkness, darkness has to disappear. It cannot stay. Go back to the word of God. It's best to know now than to stand in front of Jesus. And he tells you to depart from him, but he know you're not. That means I have no personal relationship with you. Because any time that I got ungodly things in me or sin or disobedience, I cannot have a personal relationship with him, because he's a holy God. It doesn't have anything to do with him loving me. He loved me when I was out there in the street doing my thing. He loved me then, and he's still going to love me. But he's not going to love what he calls sin and filth, because he's a holy God. If you love eating out of clean plate and clean dish, and you like your house clean, what do you think about him? He much cleaner than what we are. For this is what the sixth verse said in the first chapter. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So if I do not change, it doesn't make any difference. When anyone tell me, oh, you know, you all right, I think you're a good person, I think you're all right. And there are some things in me that God is not pleased with. He says right here, he knows the ways of the righteous. If I'm righteous, he knows it. But if I'm not, he knows that also. But he said the ungodly shall perish. This is why we got to be telling people the truth. And this is why not only telling people the truth, we got to walk in truth. And I honestly do love for the Lord. If it's anything, because a lot of times I question the Lord about myself. I question him, you know, am I thinking the wrong way? Or did I discern that right or whatever? I don't really try to ask people, but what I do is sometimes if I know, you know, that maybe God will use a prophetic voice, then usually that's what happened to me. That's been happening to me ever since I've been saved. God always, even being here in this time that I'm in, God would always, after I come up with something, because I usually would let the enemy use people to talk me out of, well, no, that's not what it is. And the Lord told me, so, okay, so from now on, when I show you something, you're going to believe what I showed you. You're going to accept what I showed you instead of letting the enemy use them to tell you you didn't discern it right, you didn't pick it up right. And people still try to do that. He said, when I tell you and show you something, it is what I show you. I'm not saying you go and you jump, you know, get all on the head and all the stuff, but you back the Bible said, know them that labor amongst you. So he will always, always, always have me either going somewhere or whatever, and the first thing happen when I go, even like I see here, a lot of times he'll have that prophet call me out, and the very thing that I had picked up about somebody, or either I had told them, he had them come out and say it. He had them come out and say, because people have always tried to play with me, like when I make me, that's what I call it, whenever I say something or whatever it is. Now, that's not it, you know, and all this stuff. Because the devil had said one time in a dream, said, the last thing we do, we're going to shut your mouth up. And I've seen in dreams where people would take a tape and put it on my mouth and shed, because they know when the truth come out, the devil king is going to be torn down. And God wants people who are willing to stand. And in these days and time come, they're going to have a lot of people, like I said, falling away, already have. Because if they got to tell people the truth and lose friendship with them, they're going to compromise. And that means they don't love God. No one's soul, I mean no one, is worth me going to hell for. No one. And I'm not intend to. I've said it when the Lord had me pastoring people was coming, and, you know, they wanted me to switch the gospel and change this and get friends with them. I told them, I said, every one of you can leave, but I will not compromise the word. I will not. Because you know, even in the natural, when there are people that a lot of times when you not compromise the word, when you try to be nice and sweet to them after they get you on their side, then they cut up, turn on you just like a something just quick. And you will be able to discern that manipulative witchcraft spirit that's coming out of people. Because a lot of times they'll change their voice when they're trying to talk to you. You know, will you mind? Hey, you better know them demons. And they're not going to like the truth, okay? But you're not here in the world to win friends with the devil. You're here to tear down Satan's kingdom and establish the kingdom of God. And no unrighteousness is going to abide in the kingdom of God, okay? No unrighteousness at all. No. So we got to realize that we want, first of all, to be happy and complete in Christ. And we want to be really in his kingdom, establish his kingdom, then we got to go by his laws and his rules and his commands and his things that he's saying. It's not about religion. It's not about churching. It's about a relationship with him. If any married or whatever, you know what kind of relationship you want with your husband, with the men's on here, with your wife. So how much more a Heavenly Father wants his relationship, because we are his bride, the men's and the women's. He don't want us to have all kind of other lovers, and I'm not necessarily to my people. Demon spirits, the love of the world, the love of this, and all kind of idols in our heart. But we still are committing spiritual adultery and spiritual fornication. People worry about the natural, but what about when I got all these different things that I love more than I love? I put it first and put him last. I'm still committing. That is wickedness. And the Bible tells us, too, anytime we have friendship with the world, we become God's enemy. The Bible says, and you commit adulteress and adulteress. Stick to the word. I just want to encourage you simply. Stick to the word. No, it don't mean that you're going to be loved by everybody, but so what? They don't love you anyway. Stop giving them what they want and see how they turn on you. Start telling them the truth and see how they turn on you. I'm telling you from experience. I'm telling you what I have experienced with people. They love me. I mean, they act like they just love me. But let me go to that word. They turn just like that. Because they want somebody to say, well, you know, you're all right. You're a good person. The Bible says this. Nobody good but the Father. It didn't even say Jesus was good. So you won't hardly hear me say, well, such and such is a good person. Ruth is going to stick to the word. That's what I know. I don't know everything, but I'm sure trying. God has said he's getting ready to give me a new revelation. So, hey, ain't no telling what he's going to give me, what's going to come up. Or show me something out of something. I've been preaching all the time. Didn't even see it the first time because I hadn't probably grown to that level. But I'm willing and ready. Like I said, people's in other countries and place. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get ready for what's going on. People in other countries play, they're ready to die for the gospel. We don't want to die our flesh for the gospel. But we want him to, we want to live up under open heaven. You can kill everything they got. They said, but I will not turn God loose. That's loving him. Loving him. But I pray, I speak the blessings of God upon each and every person. I thank God for each and every, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for on here, for your listening ear. And I pray there's something that the Holy Spirit said that will take you to go to the word and let him give you even more revelation, deeper revelation of whatever it is, and that maybe that's something that you've been asking him about, doing why you have not doing this, that, and other. Maybe he can show you something that you need to lay it aside so you can go and hide in God and walk in power, walk in the anointing of God, and set the captives free. Set your household free. Set your neighborhood free. Set your town free. Because if the power of God is operating in an individual and on my streets, and supposed to be on my street, then I'm supposed to be walking in such of an anointing. It shouldn't be nobody on my street that is unsaved. Whether they come to the house or not, because the anointing that if I live in the anointing I'm supposed to live in, the anointing would permeate the whole street and the houses. So that's why I'm trying to try to go deep and higher in the Lord, a closer relationship with him. So I don't have to pray all the time about the power of God on me. Walk in the stove, people get healed, delivered, and set free. Get out of the car, somebody in a wheelchair. Walk by, and next thing you know, they're out of the wheelchair. Because God's present, they just walk through. And God is giving some people that kind of anointing power. But guess what? It's a sacrifice. What are you willing to give up to walk in whatever God's calling is on your life? It may require one thing of you and something else of somebody else. What means more to you in this world than walking in the destiny and the purpose that God has put for your life? There's one thing about it. If you walk in what he said, the scripture tells us, I think it's in 1 Corinthians, what is it, 2 and 9, I believe it is, eyes has not seen, ears has not heard, neither had it entered in the heart of man. Mankind, what God had in store for them to love him, a person that love him just with a natural lover, you want to give up everything for them? So if you love him, you really give up everything he said give up, because one thing about it, if you do it, he see your heart. What he give you back, it can't compare what you done gave up and the anointing and the glory that you can walk in. It won't compare. But we love y'all. I love y'all. I really do. Appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. And I pray that I've been a blessing to each person on here. And like I said, prayerfully, I'm hoping soon that the Lord will go ahead and get two hours so we can have time to pray for people, which I would take time to do it now if somebody had to hand up. But either however the Lord chooses to use me, I would yield to his spirit and allow him to do it. Now, I can't tell you that every time he gonna use me like I think he ought to, or like he want it. But I would yield to his spirit. I would yield to his spirit. But anyway, you all continue to be blessed until we see each other again. I will be on, I think, tomorrow night. Yeah, the free conference, 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock Central time. I don't know what the other time zone is. What's coming, but I will be on there. And but anyway, you all continue to be blessed and have a blessed night. And like I said, thank you again. All right, and good night to each and every one of you.